Welcome to The Business Coach with business consultant Russell J. White, offering proven methods and innovative ideas to help your business grow and succeed.
Whether you like it or not, minimum wage increases are on their way, right, Coach?
States are no longer honoring the federal minimum wage. They're creating their own much higher minimum wage. As of January 1st, 7 more states have increased their minimum wages. 28 states and D.C. have minimum wages from $10 an hour all the way up to $17 per hour. Even cities are getting into the act by setting localized minimum wage standards even higher than what's in these states. With what is going on, what do small business owners do? Well, let's talk about three areas.
All right, what's number one?
Flex pricing. Small business owners have always been hesitant to have too many price increases within a calendar year. Yet if you watch the prices at the pumps, they change almost daily right now. Small businesses need to get comfortable with flex pricing as wage rates, raw material costs, and supplier costs are constantly going up. This is where your relationships with your customers must be solid.
What's the second place?
Staffing. The revolving door of staff has always been a costly event for small business owners, but at today's wages and worker expectations, it is incumbent on the business owner to refine their hiring process to focus on hiring for character and train for skill. Mm. Quality individuals have the characteristics you are looking for, regardless of previous experience.
And lastly?
Expense monitoring. I have always encouraged my clients to be expense-focused. With the swings in costs in this economy, it's important to have as much real-time expense data as you can to make your adjustments accordingly. No longer can you wait for monthly reports. Be active in tracking expenses and setting your prices accordingly in real time.
For replays of The Business Coach, go online to WRHI.com. To reach Russell White, go to RussellWhite.com.